Hey guys, welcome to Fireside Chats. I don't think I need to tell everyone that the entire West is still in flames, so again, thanks to your first responders. We're going to talk about dehumanization, which is a process that's been increasing, and it's a very, very scary one that we are seeing continue. There's positive signs in the reverse, but we need to talk about what it is first. Dehumanization is this thing that most of us probably do, where we assume that other people who aren't like us are somehow not also human. And we do this in little interactions all day long. This is what we think of as stereotypes. And you know, there's a reason why people do that. It makes it easier to deal with the infinite human possibilities. So we stereotype people to sort of get through our day. And this would be less of a problem if those stereotypes didn't lead to really negative assumptions and really negative interactions. But most of us do this, and it's something that you have to break yourself out of and something that you have to have control over. Dehumanization takes that one step further, and it says, you know, that other human beings aren't worth being treated like human beings. And we see this every time there's a buildup to war. Every time there is someone that they want us to fight with, human beings actually have a really hard time killing other people or exploiting other people. And so we do have empathy, we do have the ability to feel for others. And so in order to make it easier for people to kill or maim other people or even exploit other people, we dehumanize them, right? We're more uncomfortable when someone that looks like us gets killed than someone from far away who looks differently than us. And this is in all times, in all cultures, in all histories. And it's literally a feature of every war known to man. There's not a single war where this hasn't happened. During World War I, we did this to the Germans. And you know, we portrayed them as animals. We've been doing this to black people the entire time as an excuse to keep people as slaves, as if they're human cattle, right? We did it to the Native Americans in order to ignore the fact that we were killing them off. So this is something that generally happens, but it's also what leads to the absolute worst that humanity does. And it's part of what we see, for instance, in the Holocaust. And it's been increasing dramatically with the way that we interact with each other, not just on a racial basis. We certainly can see that with the KKK is like really feels emboldened by this president. But we're also seeing it across political lines where, and again, this usually happens in the buildup of war, where we're dehumanizing people who disagree with us. They're just stupid, right? They're just this stereotype or that stereotype, and we've stopped listening to each other. And it's really just a good way for the elites to keep us at each other's throats. It's really just a good way to get us to fight. It's really just a good way to manufacture a distraction from us solving our actual problems. And if you can point to another enemy, that's something people can take their anger out on. And we're seeing a lot of anger right now that's not being channeled in a good direction. So we need to figure out how to combat that. And the best way to combat that is really to just remember that every person you interact with, whether online or offline, is an actual human being, and that they're probably way more complex than whatever it is that your initial read of them is. And they need to be treated like human beings. And if you break out of that mold where you say, okay, I want everyone around me to be the same, if you stop behaving like you need to be in some sort of sheltered cult, you start to realize that like most people are pretty like decent and reasonable. And so my real recommendation is just like go out and drink a beer with your neighbor. Talk to someone who disagrees with you. Actually interact with people. And we might be okay. So that's gonna be all for this week, and hopefully things will stop being inflamed soon.